Hello, this is 5 minutes, the prophetess. The finished work of Christ, episode 781, and we've been talking about the death of Christ. I want us to go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the gold, and that is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. It says, more rather, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received and wherein you stand, by which also you saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. That's why I always pause to say, you not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then he continues, so I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins. We've been looking at the death of Christ. We've looked at the physical events, but not the revelatory. And we are in Proverbs 4:20 that says, my son, pay attention to my word. And also, we've been looking at Mark 11, where Jesus said to his disciples that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, it shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that whatsoever he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And in looking at that, we are now looking at the definition of faith, because it will help us to be able to know how to use our faith. And I was saying that that young girl, Mary, you know, when you go to Luke chapter 1, you see her, and what she said was amazing, because an angel had told her that you're going to have a baby and all that. God, you are blessed of God, you are highly favored, all that. When she got up, she went to her cousin Elizabeth, who was also going to have a miracle baby. And when she went to her cousin, she said something that is so amazing, because after the angel had spoken, nothing physical really happened. But this young lady went to her cousin in Luke 1:49 and said to her, for the he is mighty, for he that is mighty has done to me great things. Luke 1:49. He that is mighty has done to me great. You see, you have to watch the language of faith. Faith will always speak as though God has already done it. Will and shall are the languages of hope. When you're speaking in hope, I'm praying and hoping, those things, you never get an answer. Oh, you wait for years. Oh, prophetess, are you cursing us? No, I'm not. Because if you've been listening to me, then I've been telling you that hope is a donkey that you sit on but never gets to your destination. It will afford you a place to sit, but you never get to your destination. Why? You are the same person who postpones your miracle. How do you do that? By your words. Because when we ask you, when are you going to receive your miracle? You say, I will receive it. I will be healed. I will be married. I will get my baby. I will run the business. I will get the house. I will. So by saying will and shall, you yourself become the one who postpones your miracle. Very important. So when this young girl went to her cousin Elizabeth, amazingly, she did not say, he that is mighty will do a great thing. No, she never said that. Luke 1:49, she said, for he that is mighty has already done, has done to me great things. Mary, how do you know it's been done? She relied solely on the word of God. God has spoken to me where an angel quoted the Bible to me. And in our time, we are not going to get an angel to come and quote the Bible to us. The Bible has been written for us. It's in our pockets. It's on Google. It's everywhere. You don't need an angel to come down to come and speak. Listen to me speaking to you. That is it. You have to take these words as though an angel came to you and spoke to you, or God himself descended and spoke to you. You will have to come to that point where you take the Bible like that. Why is it so? Why are you going to get what you believe for? Why is it done? Why
is it done? Why is it that you have the baby? Why is it that you have the healing? Why is it that you have the scholarship? Why is it that you have the open door? Why is it so? And you will have to now respond, because the Bible says so. Where? Then you quote 1 Peter 2:24, by stripes I was healed. You quote Philippians, says all my needs are supplied. Job 4:12 says that he has disappointed the device of the crafty, so that if there is any witchcraft that is at work, their hands can't perform their enterprise. You see, this is what brings about the miracle. This is how the miracle comes about, that a man will rely solely on the word, the scripture. The evidence that I have it is because it is written. It is written. The evidence that I have it, that it is done, is because the Bible says. Then you quote Romans chapter 8, verse 11. If the same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in me, then he that raised up Christ from the dead has also quickened, invigorated, healed, strengthened my physical body by his spirit that dwells in me. You will have to do that quoting. And you have to come to the point where you have hung your life, your very breath, on these words, that they are reliable. That is what is my evidence. Amazing. We'll go in depth into this, but I wanted to recreate it for you, because you have to understand it. You have to get it, that the evidence is not a protruding belly. The evidence is not that you missed your period and therefore you're pregnant. The evidence is not that because whilst we're going, a light flash. No, the evidence is that the Bible says so, and then you quote that scripture. So what we're doing here is faith. It's not magic. It is based on the word of God. And I've told you already, how do you get faith? You get faith by the word. We are talking about faith that comes by the word. Maybe there's another faith that comes by feeling, but this is faith that comes through the word. Oh, you're so blessed. Please come back for more.